Hi, thank you for tuning into Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and I want you to ask yourself a question. When was the last time you actually set the table, made a meal, and had dinner together as a family? Many psychologists are now saying that this one daily event could mean improved grades, mental well-being, and a lower risk of substance abuse for your children. And now, even though those benefits are amazing, this is not always the easiest thing to do. First of all, you have to get everyone's schedules to align in order to have a meal together. And then once you're actually at the table, a lot of parents can struggle with knowing how to talk to really surly teenagers. So Dr. Lisa DeMore, a psychologist in Ohio, says that the level of pleasantness or conversation you experience at family meals together almost doesn't matter. She says it's the fact that you are eating together regularly that matters the most. She says that one of the longest standing determinants of adolescent well-being is a combination of parental structure and warmth. So by eating together at dinner, it's actually communicating a behavioral expectation for your children and communicating that you love them. So just think about it. The effort that you take to set the table and make a meal is really a true labor of love, more often on some days than others. And the fact that you gather the family together daily for the meal by putting off other scheduled demands shows structure and consistency on your part that teenagers, although maybe subconsciously, really crave and appreciate. Dr. DeMore also suggests that if dinner together isn't a possibility, maybe breakfast or lunch could be other viable options for you. So this whole notion of eating together regularly as a family makes me think of a talk that Elder David A. Bednar, an LDS church leader, gave a few years ago on the importance of being consistent with time spent together as a family. Listen in.
In my office is a beautiful painting of a wheat field. The painting is a vast collection of individual brushstrokes, none of which in isolation is very interesting or impressive. In fact, if you stand close to the canvas, all you can see is a mass of seemingly unrelated and unattractive streaks of yellow and gold and brown paint. However, as you gradually move away from the canvas, all of the individual brush strokes combine together and produce a magnificent landscape of a wheat field. Many ordinary individual brush strokes work together to create a captivating and beautiful painting. Each family prayer, each episode of family scripture study, and each family home evening is a brushstroke on the canvas of our souls. No one event may appear to be very impressive or memorable, but just as the yellow and gold and brown strokes of paint complement each other and produce an impressive masterpiece, so our consistency in doing seemingly small things can lead to significant spiritual results. Wherefore, be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth that which is great. Consistency is a key principle as we lay the foundation of a great work in our individual lives and as we become more diligent and concerned in our own homes.
So whatever your attempts are at making mealtime or family night or family prayer more consistent with your household, it really will all be worth it in the end, even though it might not feel like it right now. So for more ideas on how to teach your children and hold a family night together, just visit mormonchannel.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.